reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by.
Gracious, merciful, and ever-living Father, we are very grateful unto you once again, O Lord. We can do so many things too much. We can never pray enough. We thank you very much, O Lord, for gathering us together in your house this morning, the house of prayer, the house of correction, where righteousness goes forth. Lord, we thank you for your blessings in this Sunday school. We appreciate you for you. Grace of God upon your servant. We thank you indeed, O Lord our God, for being so good to each one of us. You brought us from far and near. You kept us under the shadow of thy great Geneva eagle wings. You not allow no emergency call or any distress call from one another to give you honor and glory. Father, we appreciate you for all that has been done thus far. It is now time, O Lord our God, to bring forth your word unto ourselves. Almighty and ever living Father, the entrance of your word is given light. We look up to you. God, be gracious unto us. Be merciful to us. May you help each one of us, O Lord, as we gather around, O Lord, this fresh carcass. May the great Holy Spirit take your word, O Lord, and direct it to the hearts of your children. Father, may you minister unto our needs. Lord God of glory, while we sit down, O Lord, to listen, may you circumcise our ears and our heart to receive from you, Heavenly Father. Circumcise the lips that speaks, Heavenly Father. Have your way, O Lord our God. I surrender myself into your almighty hands. May your word go forth, O Lord, and let it be the need of the hour in the lives of everyone, O Lord. Let it be, O Lord. When you are blessing your people, do not pass any of us by. Remove every force of entrances, obstacle, barrier out of our way. All forms of distractions, Heavenly Father, may you remove it out of the way. We rebuild the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Take absolute control of the atmosphere. Bring souls to your kingdom, O Lord. Turn backsliders unto you. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Be with your people everywhere all over the country and other nations, Lord. Help yourself out over there by Katari. Be with him, making the channel blessing to your people. Thank you, our Master. We are very grateful unto you. We worship and adore your name, Lord. Every need that are here and every desire in the hearts of your people, may those desires be granted and every need be met, O Lord, spiritually and physically. Thank you, our Master. May you promote your kingdom in our lives. Blessed be your name forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are going to read from two places this morning while we are here standing. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Genesis 24. Genesis 24. We'll read from verses 56 to 60. This is Eliezer speaking, the faithful servant of Papa Abraham. Verse 56. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at his mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, will thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and a nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Genesis 22. We'll read from verses 15 to 18. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Amen. The Lord bless his word this morning to our heart. Shall we please be seated? Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, by the grace of the Lord, if possible, let's limit our movement unnecessarily. I pray that God will help us again this morning. I want us to look at this sermon this morning, titled Possessing the Enemy's Gates. Possessing the Enemy's Gates. Amen. And the woman said, the subject this morning first is testing before possessing, before promised gates. Testing, the subject is testing before promised gates. And then the title is possessing the enemy's gates. May the Lord help us. Praise the Lord. The prophet is trying to tell you and me here this morning that there are to be tested in this Christian journey before we possess, before the promised gate that God Almighty has made for us. Praise the Lord. Let's listen to the prophet. God had been testing the patriarch because he had given him a promise. Amen. Please, can you give us, oh my, the sermon is swore by himself. That's December 12, 1954. I want to read something here. Then we proceed. Paragraph 83. We are dealing with God who does not change, because he remains the same. Like the sermon we preached the other time, I am the Lord, I change it not. Any man's word can fail, but God and his word ever remain till eternity. Paragraph 83 is sworn by himself. And what did he confirm to Abraham, to Father Abraham? Yeah, thank you. He told Abraham, he gave him the covenant unconditionally. Not because Abraham was Abraham. Are you there? He gave Abraham the covenant because God himself chose Abraham and elected him before the foundation of the world. Abraham was just like any other person. His background was an idol worshiper, a heathen. But among those that came out of Babylon, among the children from the city of Ur, it was only Abraham that God foresaw and foreknew and predestinated and elected and chosen and called. And the moment led us to know the call of Abraham was a supernatural call. And other made us to know the way he called Father Abraham supernaturally, the same way he called his seed after him. And the same faith that Jehovah God gave to Father Abraham, the same faith by grace he gave to every chosen elect seed of Abraham. And the same way God tested Father Abraham before the possession of the gates, the promise to come to pass, the same way God tests his children. So God foreknew Abraham before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Before he ever was born on earth, God knew all about Abraham, knew what he would do. So as we are sitting here this morning, we are not here by chance. Whether you're a visitor or not a visitor, whether you're a man or woman, God has foreknew that you'll be here this day. Hallelujah. God foreknew that our pastor will put on this coat. God knew before the foundation of the world, our brother will sit down this morning here. You see how God is good? You should understand what I'm saying. May God help us. Blessed be the name. God knew before the foundation of the world that little Nathan will be dedicated this morning. Everything God knew because it's infinite. Are you there? So God foreknew Abraham and all about him, knew what he would do, and by grace he chose Abraham, and not only Abraham, but Abraham's seed after him. The prophet said, "Oh my, glory to God." Can you go to paragraph 87? God swore his word by himself. That's why the Bible made us to know. When God could not swear by anything greater, according to Hebrews chapter 6, God looked at the heavens, he looked at the earth, the moon, the stars, all the creation. He found that you know nothing greater than himself. He said, "By myself have I sworn." Because why? You have done this. You have not withheld your son, thy only son, in blessing. I will bless thee. He multiply. So nothing greater than God. May God help us, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. If that doesn't make a fellow feel like honoring, hallelujah, then you are dead. May God help us. You see, we should be elated. As he told us the other day about every promise of God. Because what has gone forth out of the mouth of Jehovah can never fail. It was what I was saying last week that I almost mentioned his name the other Sunday. When I was congratulating him, I knew he was laughing, he was smiling, he was happy. He was so elated. I said, Brother, you are laughing. So he was telling the auntie and everyone, a bit of angel. A bit of angel. Yes! It's something. Our God is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 88. God said, Abraham Because you've done this, you have done this. Not what somebody else will do, but because you have done this, by faith, you walk and I have honored that. I have honored that. I have honored that. That thing here. Not honor works anymore. I will not honor this. I will honor faith. And because you have done this without knowing what will be the outcome, I've saved you. I will save your seed. I will take an oath. Oh my. You see these wicked politicians taking oath. Because God is long suffering, he's looking at every man. They will say they swore an oath. They take oath of allegiance. Liars. Wicked people. God is just looking at every man. But when God swear, oh man, that by myself, no, because the angel Lord called from heaven, the second time, because you have done this by myself, I swear in blessing and blessing. Let's move on. I will take an oath by myself. Amen. And your seed shall possess the gates of their enemy. Amen. That settles it for to me. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. I just read that one. Let's continue now. And when God made a promise, and he wants to be sure that this person is worthy of the promise before he fulfills what he said or what he promises. He wants to make sure that the person is worthy. Amen. So Abraham had been promised that through his seed, the whole world will be blessed, that he will have a son, and this son out of him should come forth a seed. Follow that one. Capital S, seed. The seed of faith. That a seed that will bless the whole earth. And Abraham, when the promise was given to him, was 75 years old, and Sarah was 65 years old. But the Bible tells us that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was soon giving praise to God. Hallelujah. It is good for all we read that scripture. Praise the Lord. Because heaven and earth will pass away. Government will pass away. Churches will pass away. The country will pass away. Politics will pass away. You will pass away. I will pass away. All men will pass away. But God ever remains the same. Romans chapter 4. Let us look at verses 17 to 21. Hallelujah. As it is written, I have made him a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and called those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope. 25 good years he waited. He was made more clear. He was laughed at. He was made jest of. Abraham, father of faith, how many children have you got? But remember, God made us to know he dwelleth with Isaac and Jacob, the same joint heirs with him in the promise. Amen. Yet, without any child. That is our goal. who against hope, believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. From the moment the promise was given to him, the first 28 days, Sarah, how is it with you now? No difference in me. Yeah, it's going to be much, much greater than it was last month. Second month, third month, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. Sarah, how is it with you now? Any change? There's no change. Don't worry. It is going to be much more greater than it was 5 years ago. He kept on believing. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I know God will do it. Because he was sure, he was fully persuaded that God cannot make a promise that he is not big enough to accomplish. Praise the Lord. Verse 20. All right, 21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. I am God. I change that note. That is the same God we are serving today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's follow now. All right. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong, giving praise to God. And God, time after time, tested him. But he had come to that final test before the blessing was going to happen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Let us look at verses 17 to 19. Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Because Isaac was a promised seed of Abraham. Amen. Other ones, they are not like that. Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which also he received him in a figure. Amen. Let's go. And that is the way it is with all the seed of Abraham. God gives us that final test just before he gives the promise. Hallelujah. And if it was possible, I would like to say something here personally, but I will withhold that. That final test to see how you will react upon it. And when he had given Abraham this test, he found Abraham just as true as he was when he started. Amen. What a blessing it will be this morning if we who take his promise of healing will stand just as true as we did when we stood here and accepted it, no matter what the doctor said, stand just as true. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible made us today in chapter 22, verse 1. After all these things, God spoke to Abraham
Take thy son, thy only son, whom you loved. Go and sacrifice him unto me on a mountain which I'm going to show to you. And the Bible made us to know when Abraham he took the knife, he wanted to plunge it into the throat of Isaac. Then the angel of the Lord heard the sound. And when he did this, and never withheld his only son, but was about to plunge the knife into Isaac's bosom to destroy his testimony. Think of it. He had testified all over the known world, all over the known earth, that he was acquainted with, that he was going to have this son. And then when the son came, he was asked to double back. To double back is to retrace your step. Will you follow through to the end? Will you deny? Will you say it is no more again? When you are faced with trial, when you are faced with death, because of Christ, don't forget that Jesus is worth dying for. Jesus is worth living for. But Abraham was asked to double back, that is, retrace yourself or try to deny your faith. What are you going to do? What are you saying here? God wants to try you. He wants to try me to see how we are going to react. God help us all. To double back and to destroy the only hope that he had for his testimony to be fulfilled. Oh man. But the man said, God, Abraham did not query God and said, how can I do it? Maybe that is not the voice of God. Remember, he had been hearing, he was so acquainted with the voice of God. He had so much a relationship with Jehovah God. He had been speaking to him times without number. He knew that this is not a strange voice. This is the same voice of Jehovah God who spoke to him and said, and in chapter 12, and God had called Abraham. He knew the same voice that now telling him that take thy son and thy only son whom you loved. Go and destroy this testimony of your hope that this, through this son, you are going to become father of many nations. Oh, our God is good. Remember, trial will come your way. Testing will come your way. Trial will come my way. Testing will come my way. But the trial differs. Only God knows how to deal with his own children. May God help us. That's why Brother Bam made us to know. God will not tell you or tell me today to go and kill our first son. But the way we try you will be different from that of Father Abraham. The way we try me will be different from that of Father Abraham. But he wants to see our action. He wants to see how we are going to react. When that testing time comes, let's follow. God help us. Oh, hallelujah. And when God saw that he was loyal to that faith that he had in God, God looked out of the heaven and he said, I have sworn by myself that I will bless you and I multiply you, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. What a promise. That is why, my brother, my sister, we just need to realize ourselves. Nothing is out of kilter. Let me say this. As we all know, nobody can curse a child of God. Even when Balaam tried it, when he opened his mouth to curse, it was blessing from Jehovah God. Look, because of the money, because of the position, because of the promotion, Balaam intended to curse the children of Israel. Because God has earlier told him, don't never open your mouth to curse these people. Because they are already blessed. Listen, brothers and sisters. God's children are already blessed. No man can bless what God has caused, and no man can curse what God has blessed. If God said that, I'm going to bless your seed, and I will multiply you, and anyone that caused, God told Abraham, any whosoever causes you will be cursed. Whosoever blesses you will be blessed. So, brothers and sisters, relax. That's why I cannot understand so-called ministers today. We stand behind the sacred letters of Malachi 4 and be cursing God's people. It cannot work. Such a man is not called. Because even Jesus said, bless and curse not. Amen. Pray for them that they especially use you and persecute you. That is the war. The true seed of Abraham will stay with the word of the living God. Amen. God bless us, church. He was so loyal. And Rebecca now, which was to be the mother of this noted, promised, waited son, when she was called to the full final test of a strange man that she had never seen before. Only she saw the working of the Holy Spirit. Are you there? Oh, yes. See the way God answered the prayer of Elias. At the way, oh God of my master Abraham, I am by this well, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Let it be so that the land say, whom I will say unto, give me to drink, and she shall say unto me, drink, and I will fetch from your camels also. Let us be she whom you are chosen for my master Isaac. Hallelujah. And by the day he said, amen like this, Rebecca appeared. Give me to drink, please. And she said, I will give you to drink, and I will give your camels to drink also. God still answered prayers. She saw the workings of the Holy Spirit. She has never seen Isaac. She only heard from the messenger. Oh, God help me. But the man said, today also, we have not seen our Lord Jesus Christ face to face, but we have only heard from his messenger, and we believe the messenger. Just like Rebecca believed the messenger. May God help us. Only to see the working of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? And when her parents could not fully decide whether she should go with this stranger or not, to be the wife of a man that she had never seen, She was brought to the final test. What's happening, brother? You say what? You are starting it. All right. Are you following me? God bless you. Without this gift, we can preach. Hallelujah. We will get the damsel and let her speak. We will hear from her mouth whether she will go. Yes. Or no. That is the way it is brought to all the seed of God. It has got to be your mouth. God wants to hear from you. Papa is not going to make decision for you. Mama is not going to make decision for you. The pastor is not going to make your decision for you. No man, no friend will make your decision for you. It has to come from your mouth. And with the heart, we believe. And with the mouth, we confess. May God help us. So, when she was put to the test, she never hesitated a minute. She said, I will go. I like that. Not let me make up my mind. Let me study it over. She was fully persuaded. That is the people that God can use. When you are fully persuaded that God will keep his promise. She said, I will go. God help us. I say, God help us. May God help us, George. Here we are. Listen. May God communicate this sermon this morning to us. You are an individual in the hand of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, my. Taking time is here now. We can see it on the right, on the left, everywhere. Oh, my. May we never be part of those who will deny the faith. Don't forget that complaints weakens faith. In this period, economic woe, don't forget that God's children, we don't depend upon the economy of the country. God is our provider. Everywhere is full of complaint, murmuring, grumbling. People are now regretting for voting for Ashwaju. Don't be part of those that are murmuring. You voted for him. You voted for him. But our Lord, then you know he's a Yoruba man. Yeah, can I vote for him? Yoruba not local. That's the president. Here we are. So stop murmuring. It will not help you. It's because of breaking your faith. May God help us, Lord. It's testing time. God is looking at you. Every confession you make, He's looking at you. He's looking to your heart. Does this one believe me at all? Does this take me to be the same yesterday, today, and forever? Does this take me to be the God of Abraham? God of the living, not God of the dead? Does this, my child, this my son, believe me at all? Does this, my daughter, does she believe me at all? Does she take me as a Jehovah of miracles? Oh, goodness. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. When we see all these things, let us always look up. He's our provider. May God help us. Hallelujah. And Rebecca's people now, they're so anointed. They weren't there when Jehovah made this promise. The first one we read was chapter 24. Verses 56 to 60. The second one we read was chapter 15 to 18. Hallelujah. And the people there, so anointed, maybe did not know it, but they prophesied as they laid their hand upon their sister and their daughter, this beautiful young Jewish girl, as they placed her upon the camel and sent her to a strange land among strange people. But there was something. If you look at it, it's capital S. Capital S. There was something on them. Amen. They said, let thy seed possess the gate of their enemy, which hate them. Brother, sister, look, we are God's children. Elect does not persecute elect. And elect will never persecute elect. Elect will never hate elect. Elect will never keep malice with an elect. Elect's heart will be transparent to the elect. Are you with me? Oh, mercy. There should be no, in fact, not there should be no, there is no hatred in an elect to an elect. That is true. Amen. Hallelujah. An elect will not carry evil news against his brother elect or against his sister elect to somebody else. You are here? Are you with me? Are you following? There was something in there. Oh my. They said, oh my. I want to tell you, my brother, that look, we have a sure foundation. A sure foundation. A solid foundation. Promise of God that can never fail. Though heaven will pass away, earth will pass away, all men will pass away, your enemy will pass away. Look, nobody can curse you. Nobody can take your name to any witches, to any babalawo. It will never work. If the scripture says, the angels of the Lord and come right about them that fear him. But the man made us to know, angels of the Lord, they don't encamp around sinners. Don't be missing so. The angel of the Lord does not encamp around sinners. Is it because what? Sinners doesn't fear God. It is God's children that fear God. So if the angel of the Lord encamp around you, until God is through with you, until God is through with me, nothing can take away your life prematurely. God bless our soul. Amen. And let your seed possess the gate of death which hate them. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you something this morning. Pastor used to say this. He said, don't hate me. You remember now? He said, if you hate me, I will possess your gate. So if you hate any brother here, he will possess your gate. If you hate any sister here, he will possess your gate. She will. So be careful of jealousy. Be careful of envy. Be careful of jealousy. Be careful of envy. If God so bless the brother, you will be part of the same now. I mean, praise the Lord. Today, he said, be thou the mother of thousands of millions. And today, that race of people and the people of God is strolled from sea to sea. Hallelujah. They are scattered everywhere around the world. In that resurrection morning, in that resurrection, they will be like the stars of heaven. They shall be. Amen. As them bright lights take their position, as they go through the sky, and when they come, they will be like the sands by the seashore. There will be thousands of millions of them. Amen. God is infinite. He's the all wisdom. Glory be to God. When he was speaking that Abraham was to be the father of all nations, including the Gentiles, glory be to God. Amen. Thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. That is God. That is God's sworn promise. Thy seed, the seed of Abraham. Then, by the Holy Spirit, seeing that the mother was to be part of the son also, because they are part of the flesh. Then, the Holy Spirit, walking through these people, said, let your seed possess the gate of the enemy. Then, God swearing, he will possess the gate of the enemy. Then, what position does that put the church? Capital C church, not denomination. Capital C church of the living God. Amen. So you can see the position of God place you and me. Our God is true. We are Abraham's seed. For we, being dead in Christ, we take on Abraham's seed and are heirs with him under the same sworn promise. Glory to God. Amen. What is the Bible saying is this. When you are baptized into the body of Christ by one Holy Spirit baptism, then you become part of the seed of Abraham. But the Bible said, until you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are not a seed of Abraham. It's not my word, though. Just let us take it like that. So, we should not relent. May God help us. But because he has foreknown you before the foundation of the world, he will bring his promise to pass, whether Satan like it or not. Don't forget the prophet told us last week, the Holy Ghost is already here. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Yeah. We are Abraham's seed and heirs of every promise that was given him But when the testing time, when the testing comes, that is where we fail. But, there's a but now. I don't believe that the true seed of Abraham will fail. They will stand just as gallant, as loyal, as Abraham did. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you with me? Now, we see God cannot say anything or make any promise unless he will fulfill it. He has to do that in order to be God. Amen. Even Bela, when he was tired of doing that, he said, God is God. Let's read that scripture. Bear with me. I'm coming, please. Let me just see. Numbers chapter 23. That scripture is wonderful. God is not a man. Glory be to Jesus. That what? That he should lie. Let all men be liars. But let God and his word be true. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it, is God. Or at his spoken, and shall he not make it good? Praise God. Listen again. In order for God to be God, he will make sure he fulfills his promise. Amen. Years later, when this, we are now in a paragraph, paragraph 18, I believe, paragraph 16, 17, 18. Maybe you are looking for the paragraph. Please, can they go to paragraph 16? Now, when God, all right, years later, when these same people, the seed of Abraham now, the promised people, the seed of Abraham, was on their journey going into a promised land, there was a gate stool who stood and up against him. And it was his own brother, Moab, who said, you will not cross my land. I will see to it that you will not cross my land. You read the scripture, the Bible made us to know that Moab feared the children of Israel. Because the Amorites have been destroyed. The king of Og and the king of Bashan and their people were destroyed. So when Israel came to his borderline now, he feared. Then he has to send for Bela to come and cause Israel so that to weaken them. You cannot weaken a child of God. Praise the Lord. You cannot weaken a child of God. No matter what, may God help us. All right. He sent for him, and he said, if our cow lick up any of your grass, or if they drink any of your water, we will pay you for it. But said, you will not cross this land. But God's promise held true. So they went and got their prophet Balaam and brought him down to curse the people. And here is what he said. They tried to show him the worst part of the blessed sea, but God showed him the best part of it. He said, ever who curses Israel will be cursed, and whoever blesses him will be blessed. And the bars was let down. Hallelujah. And Israel crossed the place. God promised he will possess the gate of his enemy. Later on, in the years, there came one by the name of Daniel, who was in the line of the loyal seed and in the line of the promise, because he was the seed of Abraham, and God had chosen him before the foundation of the world to be his prophet, and he lived gallant, and he lived loyal, and ever, and even in a strange land. Oh my, praise God. In a strange land, he had proposed in his heart. Amen. I will not defy myself with them. Praise God. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. And Daniel had proposed within himself that he was not going to defy himself with the king's meat and with the king's drink. Hallelujah. And the three other believers with him, they follow suit. Out of the thousands that were taken captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Oh my. This one stood out. Are you following me? That is the real seed of Abraham. Living in a strange land. Different. I mean, that is different. Living among people who are different, but yet gallant to that promise. I will not defy myself with them. I will stay true. Praise the Lord. God put him to a step as he did his father Abraham. And the king said, you will either be like one of us and worship the way we worship, or I will throw you into a den full of lions, full of hungry lions. My oh my. Daniel, like his father, like Abraham his father said, you may throw me into the lion's den, but I will not bow to any of your image. I will not take your former religion. I will stay true to Jehovah. And there came this showdown. Bamba Deku, Kedere Beru, to you and to me today. We pray that God will help us. The king kept his promise and had him taken and thrown into the lion's den. And when the lion, the enemy of Daniel, rushed forth to the prophet, God kept his promise. He possessed the gate of his enemy. God stood an angel there before those lions and took the gate. God keeps his promise. He shall possess the gate of his enemy. God said so. Praise the Lord. Is this him God today? Then there were three men down there who had pledged themselves loyal to the cause, who were truly Abraham's seed, and that was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were put to the test, and they said, if you do not bow when you hear the harp are playing and the trumpets are sounding, if you do not bow to our religion and get away from them things that you are standing for, oh my, may God help us, church, and you are all wet anyhow, oh my, that all the time, but the religion, sorry please, don't we hear that all the time? People making mockery of what you believe. Is that not right? In your office? In your neighborhood? Among them, my family members? But we are missing here. She was a Christian. She was a Christian. One thing or the other. So many different things to discourage you. But when that little tiny spot is not there inside, and it is happening today, may God help us. I will not comment more than that. But individual knows himself as here, especially you students. God help you. I say God help you. If you are a student here, as a female student, and you want to give your body to your lecturer because you want to have great, good graded marks so that you can have first class. And then you go for you know, when you do that, may God mess up on you. And then you go to do service, you are wearing trousers because of sinful meal ticket. God help you. Don't begin to say in your heart, he talks too much about this. I will talk about it. It is the word of the Lord. It's an abomination. Any denominational overseer or general superintendent may say it doesn't matter. Maybe just to fulfill, just to obey the government now. But the Bible says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. And our Bible says, we believe in giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. He said, but when Caesar wants to cross the boundary of God, our Bible says, forget about Caesar. Stay with God's word. God help us all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, we are still on the Daniel. Shela Mesha Begnigo. Hallelujah. But the religion of the Lord Jesus Christ is different from the religions of the world. Amen. Though Jesus died, but thank God he rose again from the dead and is alive today, living in his people in the form of the Holy Spirit. Listen, the power of his resurrection is different. The power of his resurrection, it changes lives. Hallelujah. It transforms lives. It regenerates a soul from inside out. Hallelujah. We are a different people. A peculiar people. That is how God qualifies every true son of God. Amen. Listen, a different people. You go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 is there. And that is what God told the children of Israel that they were. A peculiar people, a royal priesthood. God makes the difference. Amen. And when God comes to church, we say, we have come out of the world. Amen. We have come out of the world. We will not allow the world to dictate to us anymore. Hallelujah. In the time of the Ephesians, the moment made us to know that holiness was not a phrase or a figure of speech. It was their way of life. Glory be to God. In your dress, brothers and sisters, amen. If you are here, brother, and you are still wearing short knicker, be careful. God sees your heart. Amen. God's children, they follow the word of God. Hallelujah. You may be tempted to wear shorts or to wear another clothes outside. When you are coming to church, you dress fine. Don't be an actor. Don't be a Pharisee. May God help us. I said, may God help us, sisters. Hallelujah. I'm an old man. Not as old as Papa Moses or the rest of them that are gone on. But I must tell you this. If it is part of the word of God, we say it anyhow. Without any apology. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have come out of the world. We will not allow the world to dominate us. But the man punished you and I. He said, we should not allow the environment to tame us. We should let the word of God tame us. Amen. They remember the promise. That Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They marched them down to the very furnace. And when they opened the door, and threw them into the flames, their enemy that will consume them, they possess the gate of their enemy. God said, God sent his son, into those flames of fire and cool the breezes and talk with them while they were in there. God's promise held true. They possessed the gate of the enemy. Tested first, then they possessed the gate of the enemy. Amen. Was it not Joshua? Who made the promise? If you ever bring offense to one of these little ones, it were better for you that a millstone was hung on your neck at your neck, and you are thrown and you are drowned in the depth of the sea. Don't even bring an offense to these little ones that believe in me. And these signs shall follow them that believe in me. He made a difference, and he made a showing of who did believe and who and what did not believe. Then always there are three crowds of people. That is the unbeliever, the made believer, and the believer. And the promise of God is not to make believer, it's not to unbeliever, but to the believer. Who are they? Nobody knows. But we check ourselves in the mirror of God's word. Amen. But God has a way of proving who is a believer. That believer stands firm on what God says to be the truth. Hallelujah. Let's move down. Paragraph 31, please. It was Moses. Because of our time, please, bear with me. It was Moses. All right, let's go to that one. 30. It was Elijah, the Tishbite, when he came to a showdown, till he thought he was the only one in the nation who was still living for God. And the king was going to put him under a trial, and they persecuted him. And that little painted-up Jezebel queen, by the name of Jezebel, threatened his life. And when he came to the showdown, Elijah possessed the gates of the enemy and turned the whole nation back to God again. God keeps his promise. It was Moses, after being also in the line of this royal seed, the seed of Abraham, that when he was sent down into Egypt to deliver the children of Israel, and God had given him signs and wonders to perform and to smite the earth and to bring forth frost and fleece and darkness and a hail and rain and fire and had done all these miracles. Yet when he let them out by the hand of Jehovah, there came a time when he met the gate between him and the promised land. There was the Red Sea, a bar across the way. They were held in by Pharaoh's army, mountain and a desert and the Red Sea, but Moses stepped forward and possessed the gate of his enemy and crossed the Red Sea dry shore as he was walking on a dry road. Dusty road, rather. Amen. He shall possess the gate of his enemy. God says so, and that settles it. Amen. What was a few years later, when the trial came, and the church got all shook up, as it is so easy for a congregation of people to do when something just don't seem to happen the way that it is supposed to be. God makes it that way. God brings tensions into the church. Every son that cometh to God must be tried and proven and tested. He lets sickness strike you. He lets disease come on you to test you and to prove you, to show the one that you are truly the seed of Abraham. He permits it by his own will. He permitted disasters. He permitted the friends to turn against you. He permits all those things and turned the devil loose to tempt you. And he will do it, but take your life. He could throw you on a bed of affliction. He could turn your enemies against you. He could turn the neighbors. Excuse me, please, I'm calling. Praise the Lord. He could turn the church against you. He can do anything, and it is God's will for him to do it. We are taught that it is more precious than gold to us. Trials, testings, hard times, we are told it is more precious to us than gold. May God help us. God be merciful. What about Abraham with Isaac on the mountain? The one the promise was given. And by his loyalty and his knowledge and his knowing and his faith in Jehovah, it is through that and that alone that God looked down and said, "His seed shall possess the gates. I have sworn by myself, and I will do these things." There is no one greater he could swear by, but he swore by himself. Amen. Then, if he let Abraham be tested to that final point, he has gone to test you and me to that final moment. That time of decision, when everything is away from you, you have to stand alone there. You have to stand alone there. Rebecca stood alone, herself. Ruth stood alone. May God help us. Church, God communicate this thing to us. Hallelujah. Stand alone. Walk out there and say, "Though he slay me, yet I will trust him." That is the seed of Abraham. That is the one that is giving the promise. No matter what the rest of them say, the rest of them do, for me and my house, we will serve God. Say, if the rest of them say there is nothing to this experience, it is a bunch of nonsense, it's a bunch of anxiety. For me and my house, we will serve God. And I like to say this, I like to take up with Paul right here and say, in the way that is called heresy, so worship I the God of our fathers. Though they be tattlers, come in the church, though they be twisters, and though they be all kinds of false prophets, and everything come into the church amongst the people and in the neighborhood and everything, but for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Though all of them quit coming, and though the church gets cold, indifferent, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Though if someone was painful and didn't get well, that has nothing to do with it. For me and my house, we serve the Lord. The testing and the trials. Amen. Men are not infallible, but God is. That's why man is not our example. Man will fail. You see, man, you get your mind on a man, he will make a mistake. Maybe not willingly, but he will do it. God permits him to do it so that he can shake your faith away from man Our faith is not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is where the true seed of Abraham rest their promise. Because they can only be the seed of Abraham when they receive the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, Apostle. Without the Holy Spirit, they are not the spirit of, they are not the seed of Abraham. That same faith that was in Abraham, God comes into the believer. No matter what takes place or how contrary, the believer marches right on. Glory be to God. The spies return. They return back and say, "Oh, it is foolishness to try. That is, there is no need of going any further because the people is such giants over there and they got great governments and they got spears. And why? We look like grasshoppers on the side of them. I don't know, but I am persuaded that and to believe that Joshua was just a little bitty runt, just a little bitty tiny fellow. I can see him jump up and say, and jump up on some kind of a soapbox and say, men and brethren, 2 million people now, we are more than able to take them. Hallelujah. We are more than able to take that promised land. Because Jehovah spoke to them while they were still in Egypt. Jehovah has already spoken to their father Abraham. 400 years, they are going to be a slave in a strange land. But I will bring them up. Amen? Amen? I will bring them up and bring them to this place you are standing. May God help us. Hallelujah. This time, God even told them, he told Prophet Moses, said, this is to give you assurance. When you bring them out, you bring them back to this mountain and worship me. Is that right? So nothing can stand on their way. And they've came to the mountain. They left the mountain. They were on their way. They came to Jericho. This tournament land now, Kadesh Barnea, please. I'm sorry. They came to Kadesh Barnea. And there now, God spoke to Moses. Send 12 men, one man from each side. Let them go and spy the land, which I have given them. Not which I will, but which I have. And he chose 12 men. And 10 of them, they were looking at the circumstances. But Caleb and Joshua, they were looking at the promise of God. God help us. So Joshua could stand up and say, we are well able, we are more than able to take them. God help us. Hallelujah. That's the same thing we are having today, my brother, my sister. The woman said, there you stand this morning. Praise the Lord. There stands the church of living God. I don't care what anyone else says, what the doctor says, what anything, what the unbeliever says. We are more than match for anything that comes along. We are Abraham's seed, and we should possess the gate of our enemy. No matter what the enemy is, God gave the promise. That was theirs, their possession. Healing is your possession. Salvation is your possession. The Holy Ghost is your possession. And there are great thousands and of preachers and so forth in the land today that says there is no, that is not so. But the seed of Abraham knows it is so. They wait right on him and possess the gate of the enemy. God said they would. They believe it because it is a promise. And his seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. Now you will go through testing times. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is a promise to the elect, to the seed of Abraham. May God help us. And Joshua stood there, lawyer. The little fellow said, I don't care how big they are. I don't care what kind of a spear they got. How high their cities is war, and how great is their, it is. Our promise is that the gate will be possessed by the seed of God's children, and we are going over to take them. We are more than match for them. Oh, that is the true seed. Amen. Lot of them, they were born natural seed. We just can't do it, they say. There is no need of trying. See, we are outnumbered. We are outclassed. We are everything. No matter. They were looking at the circumstances. What the eye saw. And Joshua was looking what God said. The seed of Abraham doesn't look at any of the natural things. Amen. They look to what the Lord said. That is the promise. What if Abraham looked to the natural and a woman, 90 she was, and he was 100, and had lived with her since she was a little girl, and he was a little boy, and no seed. He didn't look at those things. He said, he counted those things as if they were not, for he only looked to what God said. Hallelujah. I will bless you, Abraham, and I will give you seed by Abraham. And he believed it. You don't look at the opposition. You look at what God said. God said it. That settles it. So then, when he came down to the Jordan, when Joshua was made the commander-in-chief of the army, and they came down to the edge of the water and could look across and see Jericho. But between them, when Joshua had his army ready, there was a gate. That gate was called Jordan. But the promise of God is good at every gate. Amen. No matter what gate it is, God's promise is good. He shall possess the gate of his enemy. That settles it. Hallelujah. When he came down to the Jordan that morning, perhaps I'm going to believe that the devil has stone clouds hanging everywhere for the old muddy waters rolling down. The fields were swept across by the flood. Oh, what a tempting time. But Joshua said, get ready. You are going to see the glory of God. And they sanctified themselves and got ready, making ready when everything seemed to be contrary. But that was the seed of Abraham, who God swore, I will give him the gate. He came to the Jordan. That was his gate, and he possessed it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of these mornings, I got to come down to that gate. Two, you got to come down to the gate, but the seed of Abraham shall possess the gate. No matter what it is, he will possess the gate of every enemy. The gate that the prophet is talking about here is the gate of death. Our Jordan, your Jordan, my Jordan. But thank God. You always say, I don't want to cross that dark chamber. called death as a coward. I want to ride in the robe of his righteousness, in the power of his resurrection. May God help us, brothers. May God help us, sisters. It's a blessed promise to every true seed of Abraham. Amen. Hallelujah. All these men were great men. They died in the line. But finally, one day in Bethlehem, Judea, the royal seed was born, which all the rest of them were just shadows. The royal seed was born, not of a man, but he was born of a virgin. Hallelujah. With the royal power in his veins to conquer death and hell, God made a promise, and an ordinary man couldn't do it. But if God makes a promise, it's just the same God that he was a few minutes before with Abraham, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord shall provide the way to take the gate. That is, the prophet is now referring to Abraham on the mountain that day with Isaac his son. Hallelujah. He told his servants, "You stay here with the animals. I and the lamb, we are going up yonder to sacrifice, and we will come back again." And nobody said, how did he know he was coming back? When he was going to sacrifice his only son, when they were going, Isaac became suspicious. The knife in the hand of the father, the fire in the hand of the father. He was carrying the wood. "Papa, yes, my son. Here is wood. Here is fire. Here is knife in your hand. Where is the animal for the sacrifice?" The answer is, the Lord himself will provide the lamb for the sacrifice. And they move on. How did it come about? When they got to the mountain, put down the stick, put down the knife, put down the fire, picking stone here, picking stone there, picking stone here, picking stone there, here, there, here, there. Here, there. But he knew he received it from the dead, and he knew that God is able to raise him up again, as like it is in as a figure. Amen. Pick the stones. Pick the stones. Make the altar. Then the next thing, spoke to his son. "Son, I want to repeat the story. 25 years ago, or 25 years, God promised that to you, we are going to come to this earth. Myself and your mother, we waited. And the promise came. Here you are. Now 3 days ago, the same Jehovah God that told me you will be born by your mother Sarah at an old age, and that through you are going to bless all the nations of the world, and I'm going to be the father of nations. The same Jehovah God told me I should bring you to this place and sacrifice you." Isaac submitted himself. Isaac, that our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was the one that carried the cross. He was to be nailed upon. Isaac carried the wood that was to be burnt. Are you with me? And you might bring us to know here, in verse 9 of Genesis 22, he took the knife when he was to put it on the neck of his son. The angel of the Lord called on him from heaven. "Abraham! Abraham! Stay your hand! Don't do lala, no harm." So here, yeah. And he said, "Let go your hand." Thank God. He said, "I can read." God bless you, brethren. Hallelujah. And he said, "Let not your hand upon the lad. Let not do thou anything unto him. For now I know, Jehovah God speaking, that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. That's what the Bible is referring to here. Few minutes ago, where did the ram come from, my brother? Sister, where did the ram come from? He appeared. Few seconds, he disappeared. Few seconds. That's how God we are serving. It was not a vision, the prophet said. He said, because vision doesn't bleed. It was real. He tied our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me? He's the same Jehovah God we are serving today. Praise the Lord. Amen. How are we going to do it, Joshua? Hallelujah. But Jehovah, who is the chief captain, he just gave instructions to Joshua what to do. Let the people, let the priests carry the ark. You give them space. Then follow. As soon as the feet of the priests that carry the ark of God touch the brim of River Jordan, River Jordan will pass this way and pass that way. Did it happen? That's the God we are serving. He still shall possess the gates of his enemy. Joshua possessed the gate of River Jordan. Amen. The royal seed was being born. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. He was tempted in every manner, like we are. Just as you are to be tempted, as was he. The devil quickly taking him when he received the Holy Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days and nights to be tempted. And when he came out and at his death, they drew nails into his hand and spit in his face. He went through every sickness. But when he was here on earth, he proved that he could conquer sickness. When Peter's wife's mother lay sick of palsy, he touched her hand, and the fever left her. When the leper cried at the gate, "Unclean, unclean, if you will, you can make me whole," he said, "I will. Be thou whole." It's the same God we are serving today. He conquered and took the gate of leprosy. He took the gate of fever. He still takes the gate of any sickness today. He still takes the gate of any affliction today. Hallelujah. He is still God. And that's why the prophet made you up. If it is the word of God, we repeat it. There is no incurable disease with our God. He still is today. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody gave a testimony over the past week. He said, I think they were going for the graduation of the daughter. And he just called the father and the mother. As I said, "Look, I'm having a lump on my breast." Told the mother to feel it. That's it. Not to just feel it, but to just pray for her. Just lay hand on the place and then pray it. And she has to call them back, and the thing has disappeared. That's the God we are serving today. He doesn't change. May God help our unbelief. We need him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He made every nature obey him. He was the seed of Abraham, the royal seed, the one the promise was given to him. Abraham and all the seed that followed him up to the royal seed, and all the seed after him God promised. God's promise is true. He conquered sickness. He conquered temptation. When the enemy spit in his face, smote him, smote his jaw, he turned the other side. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. Naturally, a man cannot do that. It takes a man that is dead completely to himself to do that. God help us. When they jerked the earth from his face and spat on him, he never arrived there. He conquered the gate of temptation and took it. Then he said, my temper won't let me do it. You seed of Abraham, yes, sir, he conquered it for you. He conquered the gate of anger. He conquered the gate of temper. He conquered the gate of tension. Tension in the family. He's still a conqueror today. Yeah, remember, he already finished it for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Let come, let go, what me. He's the conqueror. And we are more than conqueror today. Let's listen. When he was lied upon, he ride no bar. When he was made fun of, he held his peace. When he was called a devil, he held his peace. He had one purpose, and that is the Father's business. And he went about doing that. Then finally, they took him to a cross. Death had to face him. All the rest of them had conquered sins. They had conquered nature. They had conquered lions. And they had conquered fire. And whatever can be conquered. But when it comes to death now, they couldn't conquer death. But here was the one beating in the brain, his veins, and had the conquering power of death. So they took him and took his hand and stretched him out and nailed him to a cross. They beat him and they stripped him till his bones stared at him. But when they did, and they did all that they could do, death struck him. Say, now I will take you, and I know, like I did Joshua. I will take you like I did Daniel. And I will do all this because I will make you die. And he died till the Son got ashamed of himself. He died until nature gets ashamed and it failed to operate. The Son went down in the middle of the day. The stars wouldn't come out. He didn't know. He died until the elements were so black you couldn't see your hand before you. In the middle of the day, I will imagine nature said, let me die with him. Brother, then the devil said, the devil sent his precious soul into the bottomless pit of hell. There, the gates opened, but he came out on the third day, conquered it. Amen. His seed shall conquer the gate of his enemy. Conquered death. He conquered death. On that first Easter morning, he conquered the grave. Now, we stand more than conqueror through him who loved us. Oh, on the day of Pentecost, he sent down the Holy Spirit to continue through the Gentile to take out a seed of promise to give to the Gentiles, the outcast, you and I today, we are the outcast, to give to them the baptism of the Holy Ghost to bring them into the promise. Now we have a right to conquer all sickness. We don't have to conquer it. It's already conquered. We just have to claim the promise and go take it. It is already conquered. death is conquered. Hell is conquered. Sickness is conquered. Temptation is conquered. All devils is conquered. Hell is conquered. Death is conquered. The grave is conquered. We stand in the gate taking it. Don't have to fire a shot. It's already been paid for. His enemy, he will possess the gates of his enemy. How many? Thousands of millions. He will possess the gate of his enemy. Every enemy. Covetousness is your enemy. Amen. Oh yes, sir. Lustful spirit is your enemy. May God help us, church. He's here to give you. He has already finished on the cross of Calvary. Unbelief is your enemy. You must fight every inch, truth and day, to oppose it. God help us. He will possess the gate of the enemy. Every enemy. He rose from the dead. Hallelujah. We possess it because he gave it to us. It is all a free gift. Besides all that and everything that he had done and conquered every gate, he conquered sickness. To the gate. Only thing we have to do is walk up to the gate and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, the conqueror. Amen. Praise the Lord. When it comes time to die, and death says, watch me, make me, no, make him take back his religion. Oh my. Will not deny Christ. Hallelujah. Even Paul, when they, no, when he was brought to the stake, and they took off the sword to cut off his head, he looked up, gallant man, he lived for Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to as many as believe, to the Jews first, and then to the Gentiles. He looked and said, oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? He looked and said, and thanks be to God who has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, death is nothing to a believer. The believer possesses the gate of death. Glory be to God. Yeah. In the church of living, he shall possess the gate of the enemy. Take it. Now, he is no better at the gate. Hallelujah. Death cannot hit the child of God. Paul was not defeated. Peter was not defeated. The martyrs of Jesus Christ were not defeated. Stephen was not defeated. May God help you, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. He shall possess, all right, in the church of the living God this morning, let the power to heal all sickness. In the church of the living God, let the power to overcome all temptations. In the possession of the church of the living God this morning, let the power to change sin and throw it away and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the church of the living God Christ, in the church of Jesus Christ. Change sin. Cast it out to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This statement is not just being said for nothing. It is for you. Thank God for the store of food. Amen. Whatever you ask, whatever you desire, ask in my name, and it shall be given unto you. A little while, and the world, the non-seed, the unregenerated seed, will see me no more. Those that are not the seed of Abraham, they will not see. Amen. The ones that are not regenerated will not see. He said, but you will see me. Hallelujah. You will see me, for I will walk with you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Oh, What? The royal seed? The works that I do, shall you do also? I will verify it. Amen. God is telling, the Bible is telling Jesus, I will confirm my work that you speak. Amen. I will confirm myself that I am with you, for these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. He shall possess the gate of his enemy. He shall possess, the seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. No matter what the gate is, you can picture it in your mind. Or what are you passing through? What is that? No. What is that? Besetting sin. He said you possess the gate of your enemy. It's a promise. Praise the Lord. If it is sickness, temptation, sin, whatever gate it is conquered. And the seed of Abraham possesses it. I need to have it this morning to know that we stand now more than a conqueror, more than a conqueror. Oh, there is nothing to fight about. The fight is over. The whittle is no as blown. The flag is as raised. And in the midst of every sin pile, in the midst of every sin sick room, is the old rugged cross planted by the blood of Jesus Christ, the conqueror. Only thing we do is believe, look, and live. Hallelujah. I will be with you. I will prove. Amen. People come in the last days and say, oh, well, that was. But I will be with you. It's a promise. Amen. It's not the God that I was. It's the God of the now. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And the very thing that I did here or now, I will be with you doing the very same thing. They will see me. My people will see me. The seed of Abraham will see me. They will know me. They will recognize me. The others will call me Beelzebub, just like they have done. But you shall know me, for I will be with you. You will see me with your eye. You will see me, for I will be with you even to the end of the world. The very same thing that I do, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Same kind of works. Amen. And today, the church of the living God has the privilege of standing and seeing the conquering, resurrected Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, standing present, living in his church, doing the same thing he did there. There we possess the gate of every enemy. Praise the Lord. If you have got an enemy this morning, then your brother is not your brother, your enemy. Your sister is not your enemy. That yellow woman next door to you is not your enemy. Everywhere you go, you see your enemy. When you are lusting after a woman, that lust is your enemy. You children, when you are misbehaving, when you are disobedient to your parents, when you have respect to your parents, that's your enemy. When you husband, you don't love your wife as you want to love her, that's your enemy. Not your wife's your enemy. May God give us a change of heart. You married brothers that are here. Some of you brothers, you treat your wife as a slave because she's so quiet and gentle. You talk to her anyhow. May God be merciful to your soul. Okay, Nisha. And if you are here, you came to be a daughter of Abraham. I mean, a daughter of Sarah. Sarah called her husband Lord. We are not saying you should call your husband Lord because it is too much today. But she called her husband Lord. But you must respect your husband. You must honor her. And you must honor him. You must reverence him. Can you say amen? May God help us. You talk to your husband like a kitchen boy. God be merciful to your soul. I know that is hard. May God help us. The Bible is telling you this morning. If you have an enemy this morning, brother. If you have an enemy here this morning, sister. Amen. If you are a seed of Abraham, after hearing these things, after hearing this, there is not enough devils in hell can keep that gate before you. It will open. Praise the Lord. What is that sickness? What is that infirmity? What is that ailment? It will give way. In the name of Jesus Christ. May God help us. I don't care what it is. You woke up here as a promise, he said, I claim this for mine. This is mine. Because God swore that he will raise up Jesus, and through Jesus, I will conquer it. I come in the name of Jesus. I come in the name of that conqueror, Jesus Christ. Step back. I am passing through. Amen. He shall possess the gate of the enemy. Then stand up there with your chest, with your shoulders, back, and your shield shining, covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus. The enemy will recognize it. Amen. Now we want to close. Oh! God be merciful to my soul. Do you pardon me? God pardon me? Ah, I'm sorry. People were just shooting me here. Hey, Jesus, Lord, shall know for me. Thank you for pardoning me. You have me. Talk to him now. You have me. Talk to him now. While we pray, you in here this morning, while you have your head bowed, and if you have a need, will you just raise your hand towards Jesus and just speak it in your heart, and say, Lord Jesus, Lord, you know my need. Now, I have heard this morning, and that is the Bible. He shall possess the gate of his enemy. I'm coming to possess the gate. Maybe I have a temper. Maybe I need the Holy Spirit. Sin has bound me down. I have need. But I am coming to the gate now. I'm going to take it this morning. My gate. So, give it away. I'm coming through. That is the message. God bless you. As I hand over to the associate pastor, brothers and sisters, let's think on these things and meditate. Why the associate pastor come and take over? Thank you very much for forgiving me and for pardoning me. God bless you. Possessing the gates of the enemy. Thank you.
To him shall all flesh come, for he's the one that has solution to every problem. He's the one that has answers to every question. There's no mortal that hasn't got need of him. While we're here on earth, we are faced with all kinds of attacks from the enemy of God, which is also our enemy. Sicknesses, trials, temptations, storms of life, economic woes, different things that we are confronted with, but he has the answer. And he said that whosoever cometh unto me, I will know what's cast out. As we commit ourselves unto him, believe only, and it shall be as you have requested. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you at this hour, Lord, for your word that we have listened to. The seed of Abraham possessed the gate of his enemy. Dear Lord, it's a promise that you made because Abraham, our father, found favor before you, and you called him, and he was faithful to the call. He was obedient, Lord, and when it comes to that hour of that great trial, he proved to be a truthful son. And because of that, say, because you have done this, you have not denied me of your son, your only son whom you love. Because of that, saying, blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven and as the sea that is by the seashore. And this your seed that will be innumerable for multitude, they will possess the gate of their enemy. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for your call in our life as you called Abraham, our father, also. In a supernatural way, in different ways that you called us, those supernatural, by your grace, we have separated ourselves from every unbelief of your word. And we have decided and made up our mind to follow you all the days of our life, never to turn to the right or to the left, but to keep straight with your word, with your promises, Lord Jesus, and we know you are faithful to all your promises. Gracious Father, we pray this hour, if there be anyone here who is not stable with your word, who has not made up his or her mind to serve you all the days of their life, if there be anyone here who does not even understand this message of the hour, who doesn't understand when we are saying the prophet said, who doesn't understand why everybody in this generation have to be listening to what only one man has to say? It's not our making, it's not our choice. That's your decision. You have been taking that decision from the beginning of the world. You did it in the time of Noah. You did it in the time of Moses. You did it in other generations. When you are here on earth for you to come, you chose only one person to introduce your coming. And when you left, you committed this gospel to the disciples. Dear Lord Jesus, this is our time. This is the last generation. When we are seeing the fulfillment of promises that you have made concerning the end time, the way you have chosen to call events that will take place, we thank you. You have opened our eyes to see them. We bless your holy name. As we see these things manifested, as the seed of Abraham, we owe to your unchanging hand that every promise you have made for us concerning our existence here on earth, the things you have paid for the cross of Calvary that is meant for us to enjoy, the enemy cannot rob us of them because they belong unto us. In the name of Jesus Christ this morning, so afternoon, we take possession of every bit of them. Because you have told us that the seed of Abraham, wheresoever the seed of our soul of our feet shall tread upon, that is given unto us. We possess good health. We possess victory. We possess salvation. We possess the Holy Spirit. We possess the mercy of God. We possess the salvation of our children. We possess good work. We possess children for those looking for. Lord, we possess, oh God, deliverance for those who have been tormented by the enemy. Everything you have promised, oh God, we possess them this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be because your mouth has spoken them. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. For those who came to the altar and those that raised up their hand, definitely those are not done for form. Requests and desires and needs are behind them. May you grant every bit of them to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. May these things not pass over our head. May we keep them in our heart. May we meditate over them. As we do, may your spirit water the seeds in our heart. May be quickened by your spirit. May become life, O God. May there come testimonies thereafter of the blessings of your spirit. Thank you, righteous Father. Bless your servant you have used. Recall him and renew his strength and lift up the horn of his ministry. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we, O God, plan to come back again, Lord, in less than 2 hours' time, we pray you will be our strength. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you. Well, the time is a little, but then, you know, if you look at the message of the hour, you'll find out that each of the sermons, they don't end the same time. As you have the one of 1 hour, you have the one of 3 hours. May the Lord give us grace when they come like this. God bless you richly. Even this thing has been, and I don't know whether the maybe usual operator is on paternity leave, maybe that's why he is trying to take a leave or so like that, but we had the sermon anyhow. God bless you. Let's just exit immediately. Let me see. Is it 387 or whatever? It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. 387. It's Rasuloman around. Rasuloman is here. Oh, okay, all right.